Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is talking about Lord Heseltine's remarks a few days ago. I remember several years ago on the Brexit debate, the Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg was asked about an intervention by Lord Heseltine, formerly Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, then a Conservative. And Rees-Mogg said, "Lord Heseltine is the most frightful old humbug, and a long period of silence on his behalf would be most warmly appreciated." So Lord Heseltine at 92 is not getting saner. These characteristically wildly intemperate and unhelpful remarks. It really is preposterous to say Reform UK is fascist. Criticise them heavily. All right, there's a lot wrong with them. I criticise them. Much of their rhetoric is unpalatable. Their policy is wrong-headed, unworkable, demagogic, and so forth. But fascists they are not. You could look at a fascist checklist. It might as well be totalitarian checklist, because communist fascist is the same thing, really. Because right, so it'd be about cult of the personality, one party state, obviously no free expression, no elections. It would be ethno-nationalism, it'd be persecution of out-groups, what else? Politicized policing or genocide, on. Ultra-nationalism, militarism, and so forth. Which, if any of these boxes, does Reform UK tick? They're not proposing to outlaw political parties. It's the Labour Party, and the Conservatives have done that, have criminalised who think people are so-called extreme, and so on, have jailed people for peaceful protest, jailed people for controversial expressions of opinion, banning people from the prison service, from the police, from teaching, and so forth. Even from nursing and medicine, because of their unpopular opinions. So the so-called mainstream is the one with the totalitarian tendencies, indeed the genocidal tendencies. It really is ridiculous. So Reform UK is not saying that people shouldn't be allowed to demonstrate or whatever, that there should be no elections and no other political parties. So this is a breach of Godwin's law. So that is to say, is it William Godwin about 1990 said, the sooner people compare something to the Nazis, you know, the sooner that the rationality is out the window. It's ridiculous, preposterous, and what would be the other word? It's hyperbolic. It's irresponsible. As Billy Boy cried wolf, and if real fascism comes along, people won't notice it anymore. It's a bit like these people say, racist, 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 racist. Everything is racist. Everything that's won is racist. Institutionally racist. Maths is racist. History is racist. Statues are racist. Street names are racist. City names are racist. Absolutely everything and everyone is racist, racialist, racist. It is ludicrous and sickening. And people obviously won't recognize real racialism. And people are fed up and offended by endlessly being accused of racialism, especially when the accusations are utterly bogus. So that is Lord Heseltine, who is a Euro fanatic. He's the anti-democratic one, say that the United Kingdom should stay in the European Union against the settled will of the people. The whole purpose of the referendum was to determine whether the United Kingdom would stay in the European Union or withdraw from it. And the choice was to withdraw from it. So he's totally against that. We see he has this disdain for ordinary people. So he is a bigot, smug and self-satisfied. He's 92. He's irrelevant. He's not going to live much longer. Deputy Prime Minister, when the United Kingdom faced a sort of political meltdown of the Conservative Party under him and John Major. So in that sense, a disastrous politician. Wow. And someone who even voted for the Liberal Democrats, so he's no Conservative. What on earth are they going to do that's fascistic? Now, I've strongly disagree with Reform UK policies. I don't want to see millions of law-abiding people deported, those who've got indefinite leave to remain, who might have contributed to the United Kingdom for decades, married to British citizens, the mothers, the fathers of British citizens. There's no reason they should be kicked out. So no, let them stay, I would say. Obviously, some level of immigration is vital. So it's they are fixated with immigration, and really immigration is not always terrible, can be a tremendous thing, has improved the UK in some ways and disimproved it in other ways. So I think you can dial down the temperature on this one. So Reform UK is not against any race or any group of races. Some of the rhetoric at the fringe, as I say, has been distasteful, and some racialist remarks have been made. And Nigel Farage is not entirely innocent on this one. So Yeah, the whole raise the colours thing, I'm not doing it. I don't own any national flags. I have owned an Irish tricolour. I have owned a Union flag, an Ulster banner and so forth. I'm not against owning flags, displaying flags, even war things with a Union flag or the Irish tricolour on them. But I'm not het up about that. So Lord Heseltine, he's not very relevant. So he was always very haughty. The guy who planned out his life on the back of a envelope. Now, the idea that if the United Kingdom repeals the Human Rights Act and we go to totalitarianism is preposterous. It'll be going back to the year 2000. It'll be going back, in fact, to the era when Heseltine was Deputy Prime Minister. If it was so crucial, why didn't you insist it was put into UK law the first time you entered politics? It's ridiculous. And the United Kingdom helped to draw up the European Convention on Human Rights. David Maxwell Fyfe, sometime Home Secretary, was vital in all that. So 1951, the United Kingdom signed it and ratified it. Much of it was in British law for decades or even centuries. Prior to that, much of it's unobjectionable. Some of it is objectionable. And it's obviously these convention rights, these rights, a right of the ECHR, which are domesticated in 2000, and judges interpreted British law in consonance with the ECHR where possible. Sometimes it's impossible. They'll issue a declaration of incompatibility, and Parliament may rectify that or not. But is on these convention rights, as in rights in ECHR, on that ground, judges have often disallowed attempts to deport people. So just controlling the border, preventing illegal immigration has become impossible, partly because of that. So anyway, he's a pub bore on this one, going to the European movement, which is these Euro fanatics, these anti-democratic elements. Now, I mean, I'm not against a second referendum on the EU totally, but you have to wait a generation. People say forever. We know that forever doesn't exist in politics. If we wait another 20 years or something, then we could consider. A lot of people who voted leave or remain would have died. A lot of people would have been born or turned voting age who weren't even alive at the time of the previous referendum and so on. So it's absolutely ridiculous and grossly offensive, totally false to say that they are what a fascist. He will never have any part in the populist extremism of Nigel Farage. Well, I'm not sure what is extreme about him. Extreme is a thought-terminating cliche. Well, if Farage is on the extreme, so is Heseltine, if he's the complete opposite. Extreme is not necessarily a bad thing. Extreme sometimes means ahead of your times, or it means valiant. It means honest. And obviously, the establishment control freaks, that's what they're trying to use to smear people all the time. Okay, so Heseltine doesn't want Farage near number 10. Neither do I, actually. Farage, I used to have some respect for him, but I've really gone off him several years ago. He's very distasteful. So, yeah, right. If the UK repeals the Human Rights Act, it'll really be totalitarian. All right, Heseltine, why don't you seek asylum in Azerbaijan? I'd like to see that, honestly, because that'll be better. You'll be getting on a boat over there because the UK will be so totalitarian. I don't think the UK was a genocidal tyranny till the year 2000. So it's completely illogical. It's false, dishonest, repugnant what he's saying. Sad to say, unsurprising. Maybe he has lost his marbles. Thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.